Shavuot, we will learn Le'ilui Nishmatam, and I'll say this bracha for them. Baruch Atodim Elim Kolam, Shahakol Niyavidvaro.
Amen.
Beautiful. Yashikoa. So, before we jump into the sources over here, and we're starting on this side, I'll explain what this is. Welcome, guys. Good to see you. So, at the beginning of this parsha, you have a reference to Moshe as he's about to really go in front of Pyro, right? Because initially he's like, let my people go, blah, blah, blah. Pyro's like, this is ridiculous. Who are you? Who is this God? I never heard of you before. I'm going to make it more difficult on the Jews, right? And Moshe, instead of going back to Pyro and saying, this is terrible, what kind of chutzpah do you have? Who does he go to?
Hashem.
He goes to Hashem, and he says, this is terrible, what kind of chutzpah do you have? This is horrible, this is evil, what have you done? And then, beginning of Parsha Va'era, Hashem says, yeah, you ain't seen nothing yet, right? And so you have like the beginnings now of, Hashem coming out in full force. So the Torah, the beginning of the Parsha, kind of reiterates. It says, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, bo daber al Paro melech Mitzrayim, mishalach bnei Yisrael me'aretzo. So Hashem says to Moshe, again, like he said in the past, he already said it, in Shmos, go speak to Paro, and, tell him, let my people go. And what does Moshe answer? Vayidaber Moshe bnei Hashem lemor, heim bnei Yisrael Hashem elai. The Jews aren't listening to me at this point. V'eich yishma'ini Paro va'ani aral shvatayim. I'm aral shvatayim. I have uncircumcised lips, which are really, really weird and odd and awkward phraseology, right? So it's pshat, right? Aral shvatayim, right? There's something missing in his ability to speak. And then Hashem says, go to Moshe and then Aaron, and we're really getting it going. So it's almost like a recap. Or it might be, of course, some disagree, like it's not clear whether it's just like a recap of what had happened, like sort of previously on. Literally, the Mepharshim say that. That it means, it's just sort of going back because we're ready to like really roll, really steamroll into Paro and get the Geula, the redemption going. Moshe is like reiterating, he had doubts before. And guess what? He went to Paro. He didn't listen to them. He made it worse on the Jews. The Jews start, complaining to him also. And what does it do to Moshe? What does it do to Moshe? It just confirms the anxieties that he was having before. I told you, I'm almost with time. Like, is that going to work? So the question is, what does that mean? What does it mean to be of uncircumcised mouth? The other language in Parshat Shmot, in earlier, was what? Kvad peh, v'kvad lashon. Right? That I have a hard time speaking. Kvad peh, kvad lashon. Right? My speech is kaved, right? It's heavy. Okay? It's coarse. So something's going on with his ability to speak. And I want to see what the Mepharshim actually say, right? As opposed to just like, he had a lisp, he had a stutter, he had a speech impediment, what's the other shot? The bar mitzvah boy, Raskis, Benjamin Raskis, spoke about it last Shabbos. What's the other shot? Yeah, he was a medrash, and he was a baby, and there were coals in front of him, and there was gold, and he was supposed to, it was a test, and they were going to see if, is he going for the gold, and if he went for the gold, then they would kill him as a baby, and if he goes for the coals, look, he's just a foolish little kid, right? And the angel pushes his hand to the coals, and then he touches his mouth, and he has a speech issue. It's odd, the medrash, like, what does that actually mean? So let's see the Mepharshim. So this is actually from the writings of Nechama Leibovitz, and very often she'll bring down like kind of a whole sequence. A series of commentators to explain certain ideas. So check it out. Lo ish dvarim anochi. I'm not a man of words. Kvad peh, kvad lashon. Says Rashi. See it? Rashi. There's Rashi, Rashbam. It's right here. Okay, it says Rashi. Kvad peh, bikvedut ani medaber. Ubalashon Laz Balbitur, or something like that. Maybe from the word Babel, perhaps, I'm not sure. But basically, it's hard for me to talk. Rashba. So again, Rashi doesn't really help us. God bless Rashi. What does that mean? What are the mechanics here? Right? Rashba. Ki kvar pel kvar lashon anochi. Eini baki. This, I believe, is Torah Mesina. Eini baki b'lashon Mitzrayim b'chituch lashon. I'm not an expert in the articulation of the Egyptian language. Why? Why? He grew up in Egypt. Grew up in the king's house.
He hasn't spoken.
spoken the king's Egyptian in 60 years. Right? He lost his accent. Okay? Kibekatnuti barachti misham. When I was a child, I ran away. Ve'atani ben shmoni. I'm 80 years old now. Okay? It was probably even more than 60 years. Around, ready, right? Somewhere in his teens when he leaves. Yes, yeah, so something like 65 hours. V'chei matzil v'yechevko. Shemi she'eno ba'kiv lashon ha'malchut karuike. And we find this in Ezekiel, that someone who can't speak, right, obviously I'm sure many of you saw The King's Speech, which is a great movie. Great movie, right? That's a story, right? About literally someone who's going to be king who can't speak the king's English. He has a problem speaking the king's Egyptian. As it says, the Amari Lai Ben Adam, Leipo Abe Israel, Vidibarta Vidibre Alehem, Vidvarai Alehem, Hilo El Am, in Kesapa, Ukvede Lashon, Ata Shaloah, El Beit Israel, right? Kvede Lashon. You don't speak the language well. I know I'm speaking the language well, right? Lo El Amin Rabbi, in Kesapa, Ukvede Lashon, Vichy Achar Nabi, Asher Yidao Lashem Panim El Panim. Now, the Rashbam reflects something that, in general, right, throughout the ages, there has been, where there's a certain prejudice, right, where someone, he has a speech impediment or some sort of disability, right, that's just, obviously, they viewed things a little bit differently. The Rashbam says, could it be that a prophet who spoke to God face to face, who received the Torah straight from Hashem's hand, that he had like a stutter? Megamgem is the stutter. That he had a stutter? Could that be? They couldn't. The answer is, by the way, yeah, it's possible. Why? It is possible. Why? Because what does Hashem say to Moshe? What does Hashem say to Moshe when Moshe's like, I can't. I won't. I can't speak. It's not going to work. What does Hashem say? Exactly. Mi sam peh, right? Who gave you a mouth to speak? Like, I'll put words in your mouth. Like, you'll be okay. You're just a vessel, as we discussed last week. Ve'im davar zeh divrei tanaim ve'amoraim. And so he says what he says. He couldn't speak the king's Egyptian. That was the issue. He couldn't articulate. How could he go into the king's palace and not speak a proper Egyptian? And he says, look, to be honest, you don't find this in the Tanaim and the Amoraim, meaning this isn't found in the Gemara. He's not saying I'm making it up, but I think this makes sense, but you don't really see this. And by the way, why does this shot make sense? Because who ends up being kind of, who helps it along? Ultimately, how does Hashem get Moshe to go? Moshe said, I'm not going along. I'm not doing it.
Aaron.
Why would Aaron make sense? Yeah, Aaron's speaks the native tongue. Aaron's been in Egypt the whole time. It makes perfect sense. Right? Interesting. Okay? And by the way, the other piece here is, not only does Moshe not speak the king's Egyptian, he grew up in the palace. What else doesn't he speak?
Hebrew.
Probably doesn't speak Hebrew there at all. Good point. But even the Egyptian, whatever the Jews spoke, say the Drash, they didn't change their language. He didn't even know how they spoke in the street. He grew up in the palace, right? So Moshe's like, he's nishta here, nishta there. Like, he's got nothing. Okay? All right. That's Rashba. The Reish Aleph Bet Ayin, who's that?
something else. The, from Abraham ibn Ezra, right? The Ibn Ezra, okay? It's Rav Avram ben Ezra, right? Ish Dvarim, Yodea l'daber tzachot, She'enenu mitakev bilshono v'dabro, Omegam gem, Oshi kabdu al piv, Otio yiduo. So he says, I'm not an Ish Dvarim. What does this mean? I don't enunciate very well. He slurs his speech. He speaks really fast. I'm like, my kids speak really fast. Please slow down, right? Word by word. Okay? She'enu mitakev bilshono v'dabro, right? So my daughter-in-law, Lauren, is a speech therapist, so I talk to her about this stuff. Like, what's the technical, you know, the clinical sort of diagnosis here, right? Look, he doesn't slow down his speech. Enu mitakev bilshono v'dabro. He speaks too fast. He's not articulating well. Omegam gem, or he mumbles. Or certain letters are hard for him to pronounce, right? Like the apparently, you know, the word, you know, when you have a baby in the house, right? Like, you know, the kid could say, ah, you know, we can't say da. Why? Because, you know, taking the tongue and putting it in the roof of your mouth, that's, you know, there's a skill there. Right there, that's the issue. Ki me'az dabercha, ki lo sar kovet l'shono, rak nishar kasher haya. Okay, so basically he says, that's what it means. And then he addresses the Rashba. And a person who says that he forgot Egyptian, it's wrong. Because he said two things. He said, it's kvad peh, kvad lashon, v'od nilman b'tshuvat Hashem, Misam Pela Adamu Muyasumilein, right? Hashem answers him, She'eno medaber alashon mitzrayim. Rak kacha nolad. So the Ibn Ezra says, I disagree with Rashba. It's not about I forgot Egyptian or I forgot how to articulate. It seems very clear, could said kvad peh and kvad lashon. Lashon is not tongue. What does lashon mean?
Language.
The language is not good for me. No, but he also says kvad peh, meaning he says, and he says, and this is against the Medrash, right, that there was something that he was born with. He was born with some sort of physical something, right, that created an infirmity as it related to his speech. Shelo yechol haya lehotzi otiyot ha-safa v'chol otiyot ha-lashon, rak satam haya motziyem v'kovet. Again, there were certain words that he just literally could not say, and it was hard for him to speak. And that's what it means when it says, when Hashem says, I'll be with your mouth and teach you, Amar sheyorenu asher yidaber milot she'ein sham me'otiyot akvedot alpid. It's a brilliant shot. I like it. I still love the Rashbam more, I think. But maybe it's because of the king's speech. I don't know. But what does he say? When Hashem says, I'm going to choose the words you're going to say. V'horeticha. I'm going to be with your mouth. V'horeticha. Asher tedaber. I'll teach you. I'm going to choose the words that you're going to say. What does he say? So what he's saying is, I know that you have certain words, or certain letters are difficult for you to enunciate. I'm going to choose words that don't have those issues. I'm going to choose words for you to put in your mouth. That you say, right? I'm going to dictate to you what you're going to say, and they will be words that are easy, that flow for you off the tongue, right? And not that are difficult for you to say. Fascinating. Really, really fascinating. Okay? Shada. This is Lutzako, Samuel Lutzako. Shada. Lo yishvarim anochi, kvar yitromem arashbam negar hasvara, sheyemosh rabbeinu ileg. He says the Rashbam already went to town and said this can't be that Moshe Rabbeinu had a lisp or a stutter. It can't be, right? Nu Omer Shaloya Moshe Bakilo Lashem Mitzrayim, right? And he said Egyptian was difficult for him. The Gamet said Behemet Lo Yitachem. He says this is I disagree. V'arav Ibn Ezra Kiem Shaya Ilei. So no, he was. It was difficult for him. As we just said, that in the Ibn Ezra said, he'll choose words, Hashem will choose words that aren't difficult for you to say. Ma'ayin ha'othiyo she'enon nimtza'ot b'parshiyot. She'amar Moshe be'aznei kol ha'am. Milvad she'zeh giduf klapei malah. She'ivchar Hashem la'asot shliach la'tei tor la'amo. Adam she'yitzareich l'mkor amilot she'yuchal l'vatei otam. The Shaddal's not happy with David Ezra. And the Shaddal says, he's like, really? He's like, you want to read through the Parsha and show us which letters and which words don't appear, that should appear, or that wouldn't appear? He's like, come on. He's like, that's a very nice idea, but can you really prove it? Like, really? Look through it. And then he says, like, this is ridiculous. How could it be? Hashem is going to choose a shaliach to give the Torah to the Jewish people, that, and he has to choose the correct words that he could say and should say. Now, by the way, this is, he doesn't have modern sensibilities here. And the Shaddal is more modern than Ibn Ezra and Rashbam, but like, there's something really beautiful about that from an inclusion perspective. I remember we had a woman here a few years ago who was like a champion of inclusion and, you know, with children with disabilities and people with disabilities, and it was like amazing. And I think she spoke about this with Moshe, someone else, there was a bar mitzvah boy who spoke about it, who had a speech issue, and spoke about, look, Hashem chose him, like, meaning, because everyone's in and everyone counts. And there's something really super beautiful about that. On a very, very small scale, I tell people, this is true, when I was in third, when we were growing up, speech therapy, whatnot. I didn't know about it, but I had a my daughter-in-law says it wasn't a stutter, whatever it was. I used to go, you have me on video, right? It's like, and then, Matt, it's like I was like the lawyer in My Cousin Vinny. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the public defender. Yeah, that's how I spoke when I was in second grade. That's how I spoke. You have me on video, bar mitzvah videos like that. And in third grade, there was a woman who called me out of school, of class, and I said, oh, hi. She says, come, you're gonna sit with me in this class. I said, what's that? She said, I'm a speech therapist. I'm like, what's that? No one told me. My parents didn't tell me. The school didn't tell me. Nothing. And she taught me a few, like, little tricks. And the trick was, she said, my brain, you know, kind of moves too fast. She said, when you want to say a word, you want to repeat it, just elongate the word. Say, and, instead of and, say, and. And I met with her a few times, and that was it. This is what I do, right? This is what I do, right? Here I am, right? I speak for a living, right? So, like, there's something beautiful to that Moshe had. But he's saying, come on, that Moshe needed, you have to choose the right words that Moshe couldn't speak, that Moshe couldn't talk to the people. The emes, says the Shaddal, Kiloya Moshe Ishtvarim, Balkoach Hadibur, Marchiv Peh, Marchiv Lashon, Bifnei Mi Sheyiyah, V'lo Yechad Mipnei Kol, Maskim Ima Shekatuv Alav, Ve'ish Moshe Anak Me'od Mikol Adama, Shal Pnei Adama. What did it mean when he said, I'm Kvad Peh Kvad Lashon, I'm not a man of many words? What did it mean? He's like, Moshe's saying, I'm not the life of the party. I'm not going to go, and I'm not the most extroverted person. That's vital. That's the issue. Right? I'm not the most extroverted person. I'm not going to be out there and schmoozing it up at Kiddush. That's what Hashem said to Moshe. Moshe said to Hashem, that's not me. I'm not a schmoozer. You need to choose someone else.
Does it not mean humble?
Exactly. I'm very humble. I'm not going to like put myself out there for people. Like, that's the point. I'm quiet. I'm to myself. The zed omer batzad ma lememar hinei lo yedati davar, etc. Lo sif kinar nofli Moshe hazaken v'yoter haya ha'inyan kasheh alav. As he says even more, he says, how old is Moshe at this time? Moshe's 80 years old. He's like, I've never been the life of the party. I've never been the guy that's out there and schmoozing it off. That's just not who I am. I'm 80 years old. Try telling an 80-year-old, like, hey, by the way, you need to come out of your shell a little bit more, right? You need to get out of your comfort zone, right? He's like, Moshe's like, yeah, no, that's not going to happen, God. It's not going to happen. So what did he do? He said, you'll get over. I'm going to be with you. You're going to get over it. And he said, you know who is a schmoozer? You know who is a people person? Your brother, Aaron, right? You'll have Aaron with you. Okay. He'll lead the conversations, right? You're going to say the important things. That's what's going on. Which is also fascinating. A beautiful pshat. that explains Moshe in a different way. And by the way, if you turn the page, there's another pshat. The other pshat is, and this is one of, like, on a deeper, on a Kabbalistic level, is my favorite pshat, is that Moshe, what Moshe is saying is, you know, like, you have certain people who are, like, brilliant, next level brilliant, and, you know, they have this incredibly high IQ, but it means that, like, there are certain things it's hard to relate or to convey to other people, right? That they're, like, professorially brilliant, but they can't, like, sort of bring, you know, bring it down to earth, right? Like Rabbi Rubenstein's Zichron Abraha. Rabbi Rubenstein, if you knew him, I think most of the people around the table there knew him, right? He was brilliant. Harvard. When he spoke about something, he spoke around things a lot. That's right. His favorite line in the drasha was, "Stay with me. Minutes. Stay with me."
This is for 3 minutes.
Right. Stay with me. Stay with me. I would sit with him. He'd explain a program. We'd be meeting with someone who wants to run a program on for teens on a Saturday night about chesed. And Rabbi Rubenstein would go, he would speak for like 25 minutes, and he'd say this and that, these are our strivings, this is what we want to do. And I'd be sitting right there. And he knew we had a very good relationship like that. So Rabbi Rubenstein would talk, the guy has no idea what he's talking about. And the rabbi looked at me and goes, "Perhaps my colleague Rabbi Morgenstern can explain it to you." And like, I was his Rashi, he knew that. So I said, we want to do a program on Saturday night for teens, and it's going to be around Chesed, and we hope that you could, make it happen. He's like, "Oh, okay, sure, no problem." Right? Like, Moshe was on such a level; he was like in the, like mamish on such a level. We understand how deeply connected he was with Hashem, literally to the point where he leaves his wife, right? He's just with Hashem all the time. So when you're someone who's with Hashem all the time, it's hard to also be with the people. And that's another piece of what was going on with Moshe. And Hashem said, no, Moshe, I get it. We need you. We need you to do. And a leader can't just be with Hashem all the time. A leader has to be with the people. But again, I'll put people around you. That'll help. That was Aaron. That was Miriam. And just to finish off, I have two minutes. I just want to tell you, look at the bottom of the next page. Where this is the end of Shmos, where Moshe is, as we had just began with, where Moshe says, like, you know what? Oh, sorry, right in the beginning of that, of this first paragraph, there's a colon at the end of the line. V'amar Moshe, ulai ani hayiti siba lazeh. Moshe says, maybe I'm the problem. Lefi sheshalachta elav ishkvat hev lashon kamoni. You sent someone like me. This is why it's worse on the Jews now. This is why they doubled up. This is why Paro got angry and he didn't listen to me. It's my fault. It's my fault. I told you, Hashem. This is my fault. I couldn't speak the Egyptian. I'm not a people person. Whatever. You know, he didn't take me seriously. Al kein chara apo shel Paro biyoter. And that's why Paro was even more angry. Why? Ki amar re'e ha'yehudim esachakim di. Because Paro said, the Jews are making fun of me. They send a guy who can't even speak of the language to me. Right? They send some guy who can't even speak. They send l'havdil, 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 l'havdil. Remember that joke? It's great. They, my cousin Vinny guy. Paro's like, what kind of a joke? What is this? V'im kein lama zesh lachtani. Why did you send me? Why did you send me? I told you I wasn't worthy. I told you I wasn't up to it. Etc. And that's what he thought happens. And then look at the next paragraph. Ve'yishiv lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ata tireh. Hashem said to him, no, now you're going to see. Now, finally, it's going. You know, you're going to see. I'm going to unleash all of my miracles. Ki me'ayadu ha-shekach yamida. Because he says, we know. Shebechol yom samuch la'aliyah ha-shachar, ha-choshech machshich v'yoter, min cheshchar alayim. Said, no, this is not about you. This is not about you. This is the nature of things. Okay? I sent the right person. I sent the right people. But this is the nature of things. Just as we know that at right before dawn breaks is the darkest period of the night. Right before dawn breaks. Achakach or hashachar bokeh ve'oleh. And afterwards, the light of dawn begins to shine. V'chein rov acholim. Same thing. When many people are sick. Samuch lemitatam, hem mitchazkim v'yoshvim al mitam, makshim le'achol, v'achar kach ha'mavet gover. We've seen it. Many people see this all the time. Someone who's very sick, literally like more like sick on their deathbed, and for all of a sudden, like a day or two before they pass, they're like, eat, I'm up, right? Wow, and I've heard this so many times, right? And so, wow, my parents, they got up, and it's like everything was fine, and then a day later, they, right? Imagine, the Kliyakar saying, this is going on, it's universal. And he continues, right? You see this all the time, that something happens at a certain point, and at the same, in the same way, in the same vein, as dawn, right? You need it to come, you need it to be tested, right? And things needed to get worse, and now the Geula is going to come. And the bracha for all of us is in Mirtz Hashem. As we see, we continue to battle, we continue to wage war, that in Mirtz Hashem, as dark as things seem, we should in Mirtz Hashem see the light dawn break, and the not just rays of light, it should be an or gadol, an incredible fireball of light, of good, that brings back the hostages, that brings our soldiers back home safely, and see shalom return to Eretz Yisrael.
Rabbi Hananya ben Akashi Omer, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lezakos Es Yisrael, Lefichach Erev Lam Ter Mitzvah Shnemar.